This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Attorney Steve Boyd is with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning, 5 days after the crash of a tour bus on the New York State Thruway, in which five passengers died and dozens were injured. We're looking at the next phase, civil litigation. Steve, as a legal observer, what are you expecting or anticipating from this bus crash?
I'm expecting quite a lot of litigation. It's a horrible tragedy, and of course, the number of deaths, it's just shuddering to think of it. There will be wrongful death claims for those that died, and then that for those that were injured, there will probably be other lawsuits and certainly other claims, because that's just the nature of the way these things go.
When it comes to some of those lawsuits, what exactly would juries be looking at? What would attorneys be looking at in terms of liability? Are you looking at who is operating and running the tour? Is it the bus company itself? Because oftentimes those are separate entities. Who might be targeted?
The answer is yes. You're going to see litigation against every potential party, because so many people have been injured in the crash. So typically you'll start with the owner of the bus company, and a reputable bus company will carry at least $10 million in coverage, although under New York law, the minimum is $5 million. And then you could look at the tour operator if that's a separate company, other potential entities, I mean, even something if the driver has special coverage. So, yes, they're going to be looking for coverage in the beginning. Additionally, and separate from the litigation, every passenger would have no-fault benefits for them. So there's $50,000 for each person on the bus to pay for any medical care. And then as litigation goes forward, you have the most major injuries, which seem like obvious litigation cases, to then the more minor injuries where people will have to prove that their injuries reach a certain threshold of injury in order to bring a claim successfully.
I want to ask you about seatbelts, Steve. We know that there is a seatbelt law in New York State, but there's some confusion whether or not this bus was whether that law applied to this bus, because this bus was built in 2005, and the current law is for buses newer than 2016. But if the five that died were not wearing seatbelts, would that affect this lawsuit?
It could. First of all, seatbelts were available to them. It could potentially have some impact on the lawsuit, but really not that great. The question is, you know, are you going to, would the defense find an expert to say that had the people been wearing seatbelts, that they would not have died or would not have sustained the same injuries? And frankly, we don't know if there were seatbelts, and if there were, we don't know that the people who died weren't wearing them. You could still die wearing a seatbelt in a horrible crash like that. So that's a very difficult part of a defense for an insurance company to make, because you not only have to prove that whether or not the seatbelt was on, you have to prove that if it was not on and if the person themselves were comparatively negligent, is that negligence great enough to overtake the amount of damages and the amount of negligence that occurred, because that bus should have stayed on the road and should have went from point A to point B, and people should have walked off never thinking about that bus again.
With this law and how it's set up, and when you get on the bus, I mean, is it the person's responsibility for that seatbelt? Is it the bus's responsibility to say, hey, you need to wear a seatbelt, and it ends there? Would they have to go a step further in your mind, in not just saying, hey, you have to wear a seatbelt, you know, once before the bus trip, but I mean, you see it on airplanes, there's a seatbelt sign to constantly remind you in your own car. I mean, all these new cars, if you take your seatbelt off, anyone takes their seatbelt off, you just start hearing the dinging, dinging, dinging. It gets louder and louder and louder the longer the seatbelt's off. I mean, would liability go that far in your mind?
No. This is not a seatbelt case. This is a case where a company took people from point A to point B. This is practically what we call a res ipsa case. If you get on an airplane in Boston, it's supposed to land in Buffalo, and you're supposed to be fine. If you didn't have your seatbelt on, that doesn't mean that you're at fault for the crash. These people are not at fault for the crash. We're a comparative negligence state, so a jury will be able to assign percentages. And if you really were able to prove that the seatbelt played some factor in somebody's death, then the jury could say, well, okay, you're 95% at fault. The person who died is 5% at fault or 1% at fault. This is not a seatbelt case.
Steve, we know the driver was distracted. Police have not said any more about that, but they did say that he was distracted. Will that be a major factor in a future lawsuit?
Now you're to the 95. That's what this case is about. This is about a distracted driver. This is about a driver who should be specially trained to never be distracted. We don't know what that distraction was. We don't know if he was eating a sandwich. We don't know if he was changing the radio or reading a text from his boss or reading a text from the tour operator, which would be a reason for the tour operator to be found negligent, because they should know the bus is on the road and shouldn't be texting with the driver. So the distraction in this case is the heart of the case. It is not a seatbelt case. It's a distracted driver case.
And in your mind, you know, a lot of people are waiting for this answer as to how the driver was distracted. But when it comes to civil litigation, basically what you're saying, it doesn't matter how he was distracted.
Absolutely doesn't matter. In fact, even if he wasn't distracted, with there being no other vehicles involved and with there being no road defect that we know of, it's a res ipsa case. It's a case where it is what it appears. The driver should have stayed on the road. The driver did not stay on the road. It almost doesn't matter what caused the driver to leave the road. The driver's at fault. The bus company's at fault. Potentially the tour operator is at fault.
How long are we talking here about these lawsuits going forward and even, you know, coming to a conclusion?
I think some of the cases will come to a conclusion in a matter of months. And I think some of the cases will take 3 to 5 years.
Well, Steve, really appreciate the time and lending your expertise this morning. Steve Boyd, attorney, taking a look at Friday's fatal bus crash on the 90 and what we might see in terms of civil lawsuits, liability, and those types of things. You can read more about this over at WBEN.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.